I'm at the Driftwood Community Center where we're hosting our 29th annual Driftwood Community Multicultural Festival here in the Jane and Finch community. Lots of things going on, a lot of happy faces. The sun came out even though we're supposed to have thunderstorms today, so everything is really amazing. And yeah, let's go check it out. So I'm with the coordinator for the Driftwood Festival. What's your name?
Sheila.
And how are you today?
Tired.
So talk about the Driftwood Festival. It's been around for quite a few years. Why is it important that our community has this annual event?
Well, it's an event that really brings a positive feel to the community. They come together, all different kinds of cultures, and we have a chance to taste foods from all different kinds of cultures, watch dances, I see performances from all different. It's a really great positive way to bring the community together.
All right. So what else is happening? So we're outside. This is the cultural show. What's happening if we go through these doors?
If you go through the doors, well, we have the kids games actually on this side, and if you go through the doors, there's booths set up of food, information, people are selling jewelry, all kinds of things going on all through the center. We also have an arts and crafts room for the little kids. We Got Game interactive video game system is in rooms. Senior bingo is happening, and preschool stuff. Okay. And in the very front there was a fire truck, which is gone now. Okay. CHRY is broadcasting live. There's barbecues, water trucks, snow cones, everything.
All right, so it's a real festival, real multicultural festival. So all the tables and all these social entrepreneurs, are they all local?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And why is it important that we celebrate and even mobilize local resources and talent?
Well, I think it's good we support them as well. I mean, the local businesses aren't going to survive, and this is a way for them to get their name out there, make some, you know, makes a little bit of money. People taste their food, and it's a good way to get them into the restaurants and things like that.
All right, so what are some of the feedback you're getting from the people that are here today?
Oh, they love it. Every year, kids always look forward to it. We have a great turnout, and it's always a great event.
There's a lot of free giveaways, right?
Oh yeah, tons, tons. The kids walk away with handfuls of stuff, and their bellies are full.
Yes. So earlier today, there was some tournaments and stuff. So is this also local athletes?
Yes, well, it's also from Jane and Finch, some from Oakdale area, some from Shoreham area. Sometimes it all depends on what teams sign up.
Okay.
This year was an all-star where they did a 3-on-3, a shootout, and a skills and drills, which we didn't run.
Okay.
But some years is a basketball full-on tournament. It's
awesome.
Different every year.
Awesome. And who's hosting the cultural show this year?
Sankofa, as always. And he has a co-host, Sasha,
okay,
who's from CHRY as well.
All right, Lady Locks in the house.
That's right.
Any last words for the people that couldn't come out today?
Oh, it's too bad you missed an amazing event, but come out next year.
All right, thank you so much, Sheila. I'm with Anthony Peruzza, our counselor in our community of Jane and Finch. How are you today?
I'm well, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Well. So we're here at the 29th Annual Multicultural Festival. So what did you think of today so far?
It's wonderful. You know, I've been here for a while now. I can't believe it's like the 30th, almost the 30th anniversary of this festival. I know that a few got missed along the way, but this has been going on for 30 years. It's a wonderful activity. I'm so glad that the rain held off.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's your favorite part of the day so far?
You know, I've been watching some of the kids perform some of their sort of cultural dances, and that's been wonderful. The food, you know, sampling some of the foods through here, that's been excellent as well. And just simply meeting the people and talking to them, it's I enjoy that, you know, reconnecting with friends, meeting new people, it's wonderful.
So what are your plans for the rest of the day? Is there anything you're looking out for that's happening here today?
Well, I'm going to be here a little while longer. I was just learning about the oldest African game. It's it predates chess and all other games, and we were just basically they were explaining some of the strategy involved in the game. So you know, you pick up and you learn new things all the time. I didn't know that this was you know, the oldest board game in the world.
Well, you learn something new at the festival.
Absolutely. This is the place to come to pick up new things, for
so
sure.
You learn something new and you taste something new every year.
every
day. Thank you so much, Anthony.
We are playing Owari, the Abapa version of Owari.
So this is a serious game I see here.
Yeah, we're serious here. It's kind of tied right now.
And is this also part of your table?
Yes, this is MACPRI Made in Africa Arts Table, and particularly we are the main distributor and promoter of the Owari board games here in Toronto and with the TDSB. Also, I noticed Mr. Pariza was saying a few things about the game. Now, Owari itself may not be, is not classified as the world's oldest board game, but the group of games that Owari belonged to, which is called the Pit and Pebbles classification of games, dates back thousands and thousands of years. And in particular to Egypt, you can find on the pyramid images of pharaohs playing the game dating back 1,400 BC. And to show the variety and span of the game, all African countries have their own variation of the games. In India, the Tamil women in particular play a game called Palanguli. In Sri Lanka, they play a game called Sunka. In the Philippines as well, they play Sunka. In Thailand, they play Konkak. In the Eastern Caribbean, in a small island country called Antigua, the national game of the country is this Pit and Pebbles class of games, and their version of the game is called Wari, which the origin of that is Owari from Ghana.
Wow, so the Pit and Pebble, we just got a history of the Pit and Pebble game and dating as far back to ancient times.
Ancient Egypt. Okay. Ancient Egypt.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See, you get history too. All right, so as if the festival doesn't have enough, there's also We Got Game, You Got Game?
We got game. That's all how right. It works, yes.
So what's your name and tell me a little bit about this activity today.
All right, my name is Dave Miller. I'm the co-founder of We Got Game. What it is just activities, fun and games using Wii consoles, Xbox 360, just to let everybody here at the festival enjoy themselves while they're here.
All right, and this is all free stuff?
Some is free stuff. We're giving some tickets away, but some is going back towards the community and such. So it's just kind of a mixture for your first time player. We let you, you know, try it out, and then if you want to go for a little while, we just charge $1 just to help go back towards the community.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So they can't be sitting up on the games for the whole time, like while all this is happening outside, right?
Some would like to, but obviously, you know, that's why we charge $1 so they could go around and go see different types of things through other events.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So this is what we do. We are located in the Mississauga area called We Got Game. We do different types of events, tournaments, birthday parties, and corporate events and such. Okay. So
there's also a community rate. Is there not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. there's different types of rates, especially the corporate rates. Please call us. We'll find our rates. Okay. But, yeah, we do everything from kids' Christmas parties to corporates to we've done events with Chris Bosch, with CIBC, RBC. Awesome. So we're just trying to connect with the local GTA area, just to let you know we have entertainment to excite different kids and adults playing different games.
All right. So We Got Game here in Finch, Driftwood Community Center. We Got Game.
We Got Game. Raise yours.
All right. So I am with Magdalena. Hola, mommy.
Hola.
And what's your name?
Nelly.
Hello, mommy.
Hi.
I'm well. So we're at the table, Young at Heart. What's Young at Heart, mom?
Oh, it's for seniors. It's a very nice group. We are gathered on 415 Driftwood. Okay. This is belong to Jen and Finch and the whole community. We have a nice participant from different countries. Okay. And we are happy to help our seniors. And we are here today to selling something for fundraising. And we are very happy.
Okay, thank you. And when do you guys meet?
We gather on Friday morning around 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, and that's at 415 Driftwood.
415 Driftwood, okay. And everybody's happy there.
Okay, gracias, mommy.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I'm with one of the community loco mommies here in the Jaden Finch community, one of the chef masters. I see a lot happening here. So what's this, moms? You cooked all this?
Yeah, that's barbecue chicken and jerk chicken. I did hot dog this morning, free for the kids. Every year I did that, like I've been doing it now for over 15 years. Wow. I give them free hot dogs at the festival.
So is this a magic secret sauce?
This is jerk sauce and this is barbecue sauce.
Okay.
There's corn in the pot.
All right then. Because this is a big part of our festival is the food.
Yeah.
So everyone's loving the food?
Yes, and we have fried fish.
Some fried fish there. Okay. And what kind of style is that?
That's escabeche fish.
All right then. spicy and spicy, don't it?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Moms, for your legacy of 15 years of providing food for us.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
Your community radio station. And this is a really interesting moment because we have two wonderful independent community media sources converging.
Yes, we do. JadaFinch.com.
And CHRY. Yes. And we are comrades in so many ways. But we're here covering the Driftwood Festival. You guys are here covering the Driftwood Festival.
We are.
And you guys asked to interview someone from CHRY.
Yes.
And then we said, well, we also have to interview you. So there, we have this odd thing going on now.
Two mics going back and forth.
A journalist interviewing a journalist or something. It's a funny thing to see. And you'll get to see it on JaneAndVince.com.
Yes.
So to begin,
and hear it now on CHRY.
Precisely.
Yes.
So to begin, Sabrina, can you tell us just about JaneAndVince.com, how it's progressed, what you guys do, what the objectives of JaneAndVince.com are?
All right, so JaneAndVince.com's been around for more than 5 years. We cover local stories here in the Jane and Finch community, being a little bit more real instead of mainstream media, just covering the story the way it's being told on the ground level. We also advertise and support a lot of grassroots groups, events, activities, making connections with other independent media like CHRY in this very moment. So yeah, we've been around for a while, caused some trouble, ripple effects here and there, but we're still standing.
Yeah, it makes a serious impact though, and
yes.
I think this is a measure of that as well when you see the number of community members who come out to
Absolutely.
Events like this.
Absolutely.
So now, do you want to interview me?
Yes.
Okay.
So what is your role here at CHRY at the community festival here at Driftwood Community Center? Why is it important that CHRY and all independent media are here?
All right, well, there are definitely a number of reasons, but one of the important things that we have to recognize is that we are established within the community because we are media defined and supported by community members. So we couldn't not be here. So let me remove the double negative and say we have to be here. This is, you know, the essence of our mandate as a station, and we always want to be participating in the community, but also making sure that the voices and stories, as you said, don't become ignored, don't become pushed to the margins in mainstream media or tokenized in mainstream media. We want people to know that there are issues in this community that aren't relevant, that are important.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, one such thing is that we want to have recreational facilities. We want to have free access to these facilities. We want seniors to have access, youth to have access. We have all these different programs. And so when we get to come to an event like this, we get to celebrate that, we get to support that, and we get to make sure that everyone who's listening on the dial or online, they know about it and they can come down too.
Absolutely. That's so big.
Yeah.
That's huge. Look at what we're doing here. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. So why is it important that we broadcast and cover cultural events, especially with a legacy like this? I mean, CHRY, you guys have been here live to air for how many years?
Oh, I think we've been, I haven't been here long enough to know. I've only been as part of the station for 5 years, and we've been doing it every year at that point.
Yeah.
But I believe, you know, one of our programmers, Roy Green, was a part of the Driftwood Advisory Council years and years ago, about 15 or so, I think, and I believe that it's been just over 15 years that we've been participating.
Wow.
But the fact that the festival itself is in its 29th year, that's something to celebrate too.
So it's big because we get to have this event locally, but we take over the airways and everybody could be here.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
right.
and we're glad to be here. All CHY is always glad to be here.
All right, this was an awesome interview. It wasn't that confusing, was it? Was it?
It's going to look confusing when you go to JaneAndVince.com and see both of us going
back
like this with our microphones. But I hope that the radio listeners enjoy it. I hope Jane and Finch viewers enjoy it too.
All right. Peace. JaneAndVince.com. So that's wrapping up the rest of the day today here at the Driftwood Multicultural Festival. Butterfly for JaneAndVince.com. Peace.
It's amazing! The children can dance. And you know what you're supposed to do when the children do that. When I come to touch a mic, you know what I'm gonna ask you to do. What kind of children are you, audience? You know when I take the mic, I'm going to ask you to do something. Don't let me say it, people. What are you supposed to do for the children?
Give it up! Children's Dance Theater!